preventing DKIM replay attacks. Threat actors are exploiting a vulnerability in DKIM domain keys identified male through a technique called a DKIM replay attack. This method involves capturing a valid email, altering or adding headers like from, to, or subject, and then replaying it. Because the original DKIM signature is valid, the modified email still passes DKIM authentication and lands in the recipient's inbox, bypassing spam filters. To counteract this threat, DKIM oversigning is recommended. This involves signing specific email headers multiple times to prevent unauthorized alterations. By protecting headers such as from, to, and subject and verifying them at multiple points, email integrity is maintained. Domain owners should use time-based elements, headers like T equals and X equals, to limit the validity of an email, reducing the risk of replay attacks. The replay attack process includes several stages: DKIM signature leniency. The domain in the DKIM signature can differ from the from domain, allowing the signature to be linked to a different domain. Verification. Email servers check the DKIM signature to ensure the email hasn't been altered. Exploitation. Attackers exploit a domain's reputation, sending initially harmless emails and then replaying them to new recipients, who are more likely to trust the emails. Rebroadcasting. The attacker sends the captured email to a new group of recipients, bypassing authentication filters due to the trusted DKIM signature. Preventing such attacks involves oversigning key headers like date, subject, from, to, and CC. Setting short expiration times for DKIM signatures. Using timestamps and random numbers, nonces in email headers or body. Regularly rotating DKIM keys. Detecting DKIM replay attacks can be difficult, but monitoring Google Postmaster tools for signs like a drop in domain reputation, the appearance of bad reputation IP addresses, or an increase in delivery errors can be effective.